My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome. This is a really exciting conversation for me to have with Nikki Bella. A couple weeks ago, some of you may have tuned into the conversation that I had about postpartum depression. So I'm excited to continue conversation with Nikki.
Boom! Hey. Yes.
Hello.
Well, that's so fun. You guys look so much alike right in front of me.
It's amazing. I know, I told her, I'm like, I have to get cozy. We've been doing media all morning.
Yes.
I know, because your guys' show comes back on today, right?
Yes.
It's so That's cool. so exciting.
I know.
The baby season.
Crazy.
It's so crazy. I know.
I mean, I remember when you guys first did it so long ago, because as you know, my sister and I and my mom have been fans for a very long time.
Yes. Yes.
So, I love that. That it's so exciting to see your guys' like world just evolve so much and come to the place that it is now.
Oh, I know. Thank you. It's crazy because we like live it on TV. And I told Bri, I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess we have it on TV 8 years now. Reality TV.
Seven.
Like seven or eight. So it's just weird to see how much we've grown and like now to be moms. Well, I mean, you've been a mom for a bit.
It's so crazy. I'm so glad that you guys took time to do this, and to get both of you is so much fun. And I know that Nikki, you and I were talking, but I think, you know, obviously, well, actually all three of us have been pregnant during a crazy time and all had babies during a crazy time. What I think is like the most insane time to have a baby. And you've been really open about your experience with postpartum depression. Bri, you also, I believe, had postpartum depression. Yeah. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a conversation with a doctor about postpartum depression because it's such a popular topic and one that so many people want to know more about.
Yeah.
So I'm really just honored that you guys took the time and just to be so open about your experiences with it, because it's so helpful to so many people, not only who are experiencing it or might experience it, but also just on how people can support other people who, you know, are going through that. Okay. So I think it would be helpful if we can just start off by you guys talking about your experiences, because when I first talked to Nikki, you were saying that you just keep apologizing to Bri for not understanding her experience with Bri better.
I do. It's funny because until you're a mom, it is crazy how eye-opening that is and how difficult. And when Bri first had Birdie, I was just like, come on, keep up. Like, you can do this. Like, you and Birdie is newborn. Birdie White was on 30 flights before she was 1 year old. Mm-hmm. Before she was 1 year old, on 30 flights.
Yes.
And I would always
I
was working. Yeah. So I'd bring Birdie with me everywhere because my husband, you know, he wrestles still. And so he was on the road every week. So Birdie had to always come with me.
So I would just push her a lot and just didn't understand, like, when she's like, I can't do this, like, certain things of being a mom. And now that I'm a mom, I'm like, Bri, why did you not put me in check? Like, why? Like, I'm so sorry. I apologize to her constantly. I'm like, because I couldn't do it with Mateo. Like, what she did, I'm like, you're such a rock star, because I totally could not do that with Mateo. Everything you did with Birdie, kept working and all of that.
Yeah, it was intense. But, it's crazy because with Birdie is where I dealt with my postpartum depression. I didn't deal with it at all with Buddy. But okay. I think with Birdie, and maybe it was being a new mom, but I think what happened is you get this FOMO of the old you, who you were before pregnancy, who you were before your child came into your life. And I would be sitting there breastfeeding or just overtired, thinking like, am I ever going to be that person again? Is that life going to come back? I miss that life. And your brain is just going crazy, but you're too embarrassed to kind of say it out loud. Cause then everyone's gonna be like, oh, do you hate your baby? And you're like, no, I just, you know, my old life. So I think I was trying to keep up with my sister to not lose that part of me. Right. When I should have really just kind of let go and like really, you know, enjoyed motherhood more with Birdie, like I'm doing now with Buddy, instead of trying to just not let go of like who I was before, like Bird came into my life.
And I see though where that's so hard because I'm dealing with that. But like for my postpartum depression that, you know, I'm doing better. I still have days where I struggle, but I feel like I'm out of the dark hole. Like I was like on a cliff about to be like pushed over to like go into a super dark place. But now I'm in a place that's so much better. But for me, it wasn't that. It was like here, Mateo was 4 weeks old. And Artem got Dancing with the Stars and he got back on the show and I wanted to be this. Okay. I wanted to be her baby is starting to cry. Yeah. Both of ours too. We put them down and like Mateo just refuses to sleep past 45 minutes. It's like crazy. Her baby's a lot better at sleeping. But yeah, I'm just like, I always am like, Mateo, look at Buddy. Sleep like Buddy.
Learn from him.
Yeah, learn from him. So when Mateo was 4 weeks old and Arm got the opportunity, I was like, I want to be supportive and like, go, I'll be fine.
Right.
I'll meet you in LA because we were in Phoenix at the time. And when he left, and we were such a team, like through pregnancy, through this pandemic, the first 4 weeks, I was just like, I have a great thing going. And when he left, like my world got shook. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this on my own. Like, why did I say I could do this on my own? Like, but now I need to be supportive and I just need to like keep my mouth shut and not be negative, support him. And as the weeks were going, like Mateo, he has colic. So he was very colicky. Mm-hmm. He's gotten better. Right when he got better, then he started teething at a very young age. And I'm like, I can't win. So I was trying to do so many things on my own and have no help. And Artem was having the time of his life. And like kind of where my depression was kicking in is not only did I miss my fiance, you know, I'm trying to be a great mom. And you really can't help it. I think that's the one thing I've learned is it just happens. And so I knew I was kind of in that place, but I was like, no, I'm not. I'm fine. But then to see Artem smiling on live TV and being so happy. And then I would look in the mirror and he's dancing with this beautiful woman and having the time of his life. And then I look in the mirror, like my hair mess, my boobs hurt. I need a pump, but like he's crying and not breastfeeding and like just, yeah. And then hating my body. And I was just then starting to fall. Like it was so hard. And Bria had showed me an article, like sometimes when you can start to hate your partner. And I'm like, Bria, I think I'm there. Like, I don't like him right now. I'm mad at him for all these things. Mateo, I love. But I felt like then I started to keep everything quiet because I think as moms, we feel like if we talk about postpartum depression, we feel like it's like we're a failure as a mother. It means we hate our child when that's not it at all.
Right.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I mean, I think it's also really interesting just because the more people that I talk to about postpartum depression, you learn so much that everyone's experience is so different. Like what your experience was might be completely different than what your sister's experience was. So it's also figuring out like getting to a place where you realize that, okay, this might be postpartum depression, or this might not just be hormones. Cause your body is, I mean, you and I both had babies around the same time. So your body goes through these crazy hormonal changes already. And then you get to a place where you're having the feelings that you had. And how did you know that it was postpartum depression and not just put it on hormones changing?
It was kind of like what you said. Like I was reacting to things in like a crazy way, and I couldn't stop crying. And I kind of felt like I was having a battle in my head mentally. Like I just was so down and negative, and I didn't want to get out of bed, but like I had to get out of bed for my son.
Right.
And I started to feel those things, and I started to look at Artem differently. I would react to things just kind of crazy. Like I'll admit it, I feel like I got crazy. And then it was one day and we were filming. And I think that's why I had to also be so strong, is I didn't want the cameras to capture what I was feeling. Yeah. And we were filming, and Bree looked at me and she goes, "How are you doing?" And I lost it, like in front of everyone. I like started pouring like down tears, and like, I just lost it. And Bree was like, "Oh my gosh, Nicole." And I'm like, "I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm so lonely. I'm depressed. Like, I'm trying to fight through the day, and all I want to do is sleep, and I can't sleep. And I look at my body and I hate myself, and I'm having a struggle." And that's when I kind of knew, like, this wasn't just like being sleep deprived, or she has a lot of work to, like, she's doing it on her own. I knew it was like more because of just feelings I couldn't control.
Mm-hmm. And what was the first thing that you did that really helped you to get to a place where you're saying now that, cause he's what, 3 months old?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you getting? It's crazy that they're the same age. It's wild.
No, it's not. Yes, that is.
So sweet. But what are you doing to get, like, what did you do in the beginning to get to a place where you're like, okay, I feel like I can get better? Because I think the biggest thing is, I mean, your sister obviously had experiences in her first pregnancy of feeling postpartum depression and experiencing that. So she could offer her support from knowing a little bit about, you know, what that was like. But I think a lot of people wonder first how to diagnose that you've had, you're experiencing postpartum depression, or a friend or a partner, but then also like, what do you do from there?
Right. So, you know, what really like made me be like, okay, I have something going on is I went to the doctor, and, you know, they asked you all the questions about it, and I just checked amazing for everything. And so when I knew the doctor came in by herself and didn't want the nurse in there, I was like, is everything okay? And she's like, we need to have a talk. And she's like, I see this a lot, and people pretend to feel a certain way, and then I could see where they're headed. And with you, there's a lot of signs where I know where the direction you're going. You kind of get out of the baby blues, and then that's when you could hit the depression really bad. And so we sat and talked for 45 minutes. And when I thought I was like, and they're doing a quick checkup, and I broke down and we talked about a lot of things. And she was like, there's things I could help you with, and if there's other things you want to look into, you know, cause some people want to get on medication or different things like that. And I didn't want that.
Right.
So I knew, like, talking to her, I was like, I need to talk to someone. So I brought a life coach in to help me. Mm-hmm. And I think doing that and talking to Bree and other moms, like, since I've told my story, that's kind of helped me, and to make like Artem and people around me aware of it, because I feel like that's the thing, is you're trying to control these feelings, and then I feel like it makes it worse. So when I kind of act in certain ways, like, they're kind of prepared of how should I deal with Nicole, or how should we sit and talk about things, or what should I be aware of? Like, how can I be more attentive?
Right.
And since I've communicated that with like the people that I'm around the most, it's really helped me a lot. And just having more of that help.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the number one questions that I got when we did the first conversation on postpartum depression and leading up to your conversation is, how do you, as a new mom, explain to your partner, maybe your first baby, maybe your second, and you didn't have postpartum depression the first time, but how do you explain to your partner that you're experiencing postpartum depression and get them to understand and be supportive?
So with Artem, the one thing, we've had a very amazing relationship on communication. Like, that's been the one thing that's always been so easy with him, which that's what I knew, he was such a keeper, because I'm like, communication's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to tell him anything. There's no like walking on eggshells. Like, this is great. Even though that was one thing that I started to hide from him. And so I think it was a few times when I was just, oh man, I was really mean, like just about certain things. And he was just kind of like, whoa. And I would tell Bree, like, Bree, I'm being so mean. And it's like, I can't even stop myself. And she's like, you really need to talk to Artem. And it actually took Bree to call Artem and be like, this is what Nicole's going through and she's hiding it. And like, you need to be aware. So Bree called him.
And you didn't get mad?
Oh, I got so mad. I was like, it's not your place. This is my life, my relationship. And she's like, you're a mess. You need help.
Right.
And your fiance, the father of your son, needs to be aware. And so it took Bree to call Artem. And then Artem and I, it opened up to where we could communicate. And it was so awesome. And he felt terrible. And then it's like, now when anything happens, we immediately sit and we talk about it. Because I'm not going to lie, there are some times that I'm just trying to control these feelings and I break. And so now that we're just aware of it and communicate, it's helped us so much. It's helped me so much.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. And you were saying that you still have days where you, like, you feel a lot better now, but you still have days where you're probably exhausted. I mean, I know that I have days where I wake up and I feel like amazing and great in the morning. And then you have other days where you're tired, and combine that with what you're experiencing with postpartum depression.
Right.
How do you like get that out of, you know, preventing you from just living your life or getting up and taking care of your son and facing your working also fully back in it? So how do you kind of turn that around?
It's funny because it's like, I'm very big in like meditation,
right,
prayer, like all these things. And I honestly feel it's my faith and like just talking to myself that gets me through it. Like, I always look, my mom would always tell me like, have no regrets. And so when I fall into these moments, of being mean or being insecure, because I feel like it's brought me a lot of insecurity. And I think especially when what my fiance does as a profession, it was just like, I never was that way. And then I started to become that way.
Right.
And then I realized like insecurity, how that can make you just not a great person. Mm-hmm. So when I'd have these moments, I would just think of what my mom would say, like, have no regrets. And I'm like, Nicole, you don't want to be like in a year, look back and be like, my gosh, if I could have just talk to myself and be like, be strong, like don't ruin this for him or don't ruin this for you. Like, enjoy your fourth trimester, or Mateo's only going to be this little for so long. So if you're so sleep deprived, like get everything done you need to get through the day. Like, I just keep thinking of what will my future self want to look back on?
Right.
Like, I don't want to regret like, oh, if you're only stronger, like why'd you ruin so much time? I don't know. I guess that's kind of like where I go to. Mm-hmm. And I'll admit, I love my baby boy so much that he's kind of like, I look at him, I'm like, you're my protector. Like, you just, he gives me these feelings of like, everything's okay, mom. Like,
yeah,
we're cool. And there's something about him that makes me like stronger. Like,
right.
I think it's because it's other things maybe that have kind of pushed me into postpartum depression. And it's not so much him. I mean, there's things about being a mom, but like him, when I look in his eyes or when he smiles at me, it's so crazy. Those feelings, like I told my sister, I go, I don't know how I'm like alive right now. Like, I haven't slept in 3 months. Like, Don't you, aren't you ever like, how am I doing this? Like,
I know, but then you wake up in the morning and you go in there at like 4 in the morning and they're all smiley at you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. I get it. Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code DELTA. That's monarch.com, promo code DELTA.
But I think you definitely have, you know, moments where, you know, it's harder some days than it is other days. And then you have, you know, things of, you know, feeling bad with a partner, or, you know, wanting to make everything good again. Or even if you're like, for me, it's also like, if you want to get so many things done, like the whole idea of, I think you also talked about this recently, but like sleeping when baby sleeps.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Like, how can you sleep when the baby sleeps? Cause I'm like, how does anything get done that you want to get done during the day? So I have not been able to do that, which I think you were saying that you're not able to do that either.
No. So hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. And then, you know, you need to catch up on your sleep, obviously. And it was interesting because when you're saying that you went in for your doctor's appointment and they were asking you about postpartum depression, I did that too. I went in and I filled out the whole form and my doctor came in and she was, you know, we were doing the checkup and she said that she, because of the situation of the world that, you know, we had our first pregnancy season, which is wild.
Wow.
My doctor was telling me that she has the highest rate of postpartum depression and depression during pregnancy than she's ever had before. And also highest rates of postpartum anxiety, which I hadn't even heard of.
Oh no, I haven't heard of that either.
Yeah. So it was interesting because I had one of my girlfriends had postpartum anxiety, and then there's postpartum depression. And knowing a little bit about like the difference between those, which it seems to me that I don't know how you wouldn't have anxiety in this world that we live in, just about wanting to be safe with your baby. I mean, I'm sure that you experience that having to work, you know, and have people around.
Oh my gosh. So much like breathing. I'm so anal and I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I'm just so scared of I get so much anxiety. Like I always tell Brie, like I literally just stay home like all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I occasionally go out, but I'm just like, if I ever was to give Mateo something because I felt like I was careless, like I'd never forgive myself. Like
right.
I get such anxiety in that way. And then just with like Mateo's on the cover of People magazine and he's not even a month old and I bring him, my world is out there, like, you know, being a reality star. And so I started to get anxiety. Like, am I exposing my son so much? Like, are people in the trees? Like, are they going to know if dad's gone? Or like, I get so much anxiety all the time. Like, I'm literally best friends with our police officer that patrols over here. Like, we text daily. Like, he checks on me all the time because he even knows how I am. And it's like, yeah. I totally fall into that dark hole as a mom. And I told Brie, I go, I think I'm going to have Mateo sleep with me until he's five. because I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to put him in another room. Like, I just, I tell Artem all these things. I'm like, Artem, how am I going to get past this? Like, I won't even if we have had someone come over and watch, like, I still won't leave. He's like, let's just grab lunch. We need to have a date. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. It's like even to go on a walk. My sister always says the same thing. She's like, do you want to go on a walk? And I'm like, we need to be home. We can go on a short walk, but we have to come back. I also think that, you know, I'm sure one of the biggest things that a lot of people I think are dealing with, and I'm sure you and I both have as well, I know I have, is this idea that you lean during a pregnancy, and also when you have a baby, you want to lean on your family and your friends to be able to come over and help you and take care of you and help take care of the baby. And because of the world that we live in, we can't have that. So there's also this totally different situation where a lot of what you're doing for your own care and also your baby's care is looks different and also a little bit lonelier than what it would have looked like.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you say that, because that's the one thing, like, I had told Artem the other night, I was like, I just feel lonely. Like, this pregnancy has felt lonely. Not one of my best friends was ever able to touch my belly. Even cousins and like family and friends are so important to me. But because Artem works so much and because we are in this pandemic, it's like, you just don't have people come over a lot. And I'm like, I'm by myself so much. Yeah. And with Mateo, and it's like, but I just have started to, like, I'm feeling lonely. Like, that's one thing I battle with. That's like, I feel bad, but I'm counting down to season finale, which is in 2 weeks, because I'm like, I'm finally going to have my fiance back and we're going to be a family, and hopefully that loneliness will go away. But I feel like that's increased so much because it's like, I'm trying to be brave and to, like, my sister's very much a mom of two. Like, Nicole, do this. You're fine. Do this. And I'm like, remember how you were with Bernie? Like, you were not like that. And then put yourself in a pandemic. It's way different. Mm-hmm. Like, so.
What would you say is the most, I mean, I know you said that you talk to your friends or people who are around you to tell them and explain to them how you're feeling, but what has been the most supportive or best way to be supportive and helpful to somebody who is experiencing postpartum depression?
You know, for me, it's definitely talking about it and knowing that it's okay. It's normal. Like any of my friends, we now, it is funny how our group texts have changed so much. Mm-hmm. But when I opened up about mine, it was the first time I heard from a few of my best friends about what they went through. And I was like, it gives me chills. I was like, no way. Like, how did we not know? And they're like, we were embarrassed. And so what I've realized is, and that's why I want to talk about it more. And I'm happy that we're showcasing it on our show, because what I've realized is women need to talk about it.
Right.
They need to know that it's okay. It's normal. It's not failure. It's not their fault. And that actually talking about it makes you feel so much better. And then also communicating with your partner. I feel like also, like, one thing I told Artem was like, I go, you need to research this because you need to try and understand where I'm coming from. Because sometimes I feel like when we tell them, it's kind of like, okay, you know what I mean? Right. Like, but also your partner needs to research what you're going through. And I think as a team, you really can help, you know, you yourself get out of that and become better.
Yeah. Because I think it's also nice, like, and I think during, especially during this pandemic and being in quarantine, for me, it's been really nice to have like routines with different things. And my mom in the very beginning was like, she would tell my sister and my brothers and myself just the importance of having some sort of routine, whether that's like a weekly phone call with some girlfriends or just doing something that you can look forward to every week. And I think also, because you're saying that it's so important for friends to be able to communicate around postpartum depression, but there is still that shame of people who might not be able to say, hey, I'm feeling this way, or hey, I'm really feeling depressed. So for people who might still feel that shame, and as a friend or a partner, if you have somebody who you think might be experiencing postpartum depression, what would you say is the right thing to say or do to be helpful and supportive, but also not really know how to handle that?
I think what it would be is saying, like, asking them how they are. I never realized the importance of the words, how are you? Like, it even kind of makes me emotional because it's like, those words are so powerful for someone. And I never realized that to what I was going through, that all I crave is for someone to ask me that. Like, when my sister had asked me that and I broke down, because that was the first person who had asked me in like over a month how I was doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I told Artem. I'm like, you come home, you go straight to our son, and I get it. It's exciting. You missed him. And I go, you treated me like I was invisible, and you never once said, how are you doing? And I think that's what those people need, because in that moment, it's like when you're asked that and you've held something in for so long, that person starts to communicate and talk.
Yeah.
And it's just three simple words.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be shocked of what someone can open up with and what you'll realize what someone's going through.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that just something that we probably before pregnancy would have taken for granted of someone just being like, how are you? And also just responding, usually you just say like, I'm good, how are you? Or, you know, and then someone actually taking a moment and saying, you know what, actually I'm not so great, and letting that open. I think that's a great way to, I think, for people who are, you know, struggling with how to support someone that might be going through PPD or postpartum anxiety, being able to kind of give them as that kicking off point, as just asking somebody how they are, and then being able to maybe offer support where you can and help where you can. And I understand what you're saying about your husband. My husband just came back from being gone as well. So it's like nice to be able to have your partner back, and I'm excited for him to come back to you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
He's done.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. This was just so awesome. And I'm so grateful that you took time. I know you're so busy and that your show is back on tonight, which I'm so excited about.
Yay.
My mom and sister will be so excited too. And, and it's so great that you're so open with your struggle and your experience with this, because it's helping a lot of people. And just even see the amount of questions that I got when I posted about us doing this conversation yesterday, it's really incredible just how many people you're helping by being so vocal and open, and also people who know people who might be experiencing it and can be supportive and partners, because that's really complicated as well. And
thank you so much. Thank you. What you do is incredible. It's great to see you. And good luck with the
baby. Thank you. We'll have to get them together, because it sounds like you might be as psycho about COVID as I am.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So extreme. So we definitely will.
I know. Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. See you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.